Okay, great opportunity for our players this week to go over to Santa Clara and be involved in the Pac-12 championship game. You know, obviously our first trip to the championship. Proud of our guys and how they've just continued to persevere and fight this season and overcame so many obstacles and so much adversity. And, you know, it's just a great group to be around and one of my most enjoyable years as coaching was this year and being able to work with these guys. And, you know, just a tough-minded group of players. And so proud of them. You know, our opponent, Washington Huskies, very familiar with. You know, we've played them several times since we've been in the Pac-12. Outstanding football team, well-coached, good players, great quarterback, great tailback. I mean, you know, they're great defense, you name it. They got it. So we got a work cut out for us. You know, like I said, we're excited, and it's a challenge and an opportunity, and we're looking forward to it. So questions.
Thinking back to the regular season meeting between Utah and Washington, are there lessons that you've drawn from that first game that apply to how you're preparing for them this time around?
Oh, sure. That'll be a big part of our preparation is what transpired in that game and what we can do differently. Now, both teams have evolved since then, and us probably more than them. You know, they've been very constant, but we certainly started playing a lot better offensively and some things that happened in, you know, quarterback change and that type of thing. But that'll be a big part of the preparation and the game plan is what happened in that game.
If I remember right, the times when you pressured Browning, it seemed that, you know, he was a little more frazzled than not. I mean, is that going to be a big emphasis of maybe dialing up more blitzes against him? Or
you want me to give away our game plan on that? But I can tell you one thing, Jake Browning is a terrific quarterback, does a good job handling pressure, and his escapability is very good, you know, as far as, you know, it's far above average for a quarterback, his escapability, his pocket presence, and his ability to just sense the rush and maneuver out of tough situations.
How do you think you guys did against Miles Gaskin? He had 143 yards, but 30 carries. So per carry, it was
pretty good. We didn't let him just go crazy on us, but still he had a good night and a full workload and 30 carries, as you mentioned. I think he's a heck of a back. You know, one of the best backs in the country, in my opinion. He was banged up about midseason and missed some time. In fact, the Cal game, one of the games they lost, he didn't play at all. And so he's a guy that we got to definitely focus on. And if he gets out and gets going and has a big game, our chances aren't real good.
Kyle, program has reached new heights this year. You set out what you wanted to at the beginning of the season. How would you grade yourself through these first 12 games as a head coach?
I let Mark Harlan grade me, and so you can ask Mark what he thinks. But I can tell you, I'm very proud of our assistant coaches and how they've handled the season, and you know, as well as the players, as far as continuing to just stay the course and not panic and just continue to persevere.
Kyle, can we go big picture? Can you just maybe expound on getting this program to the Pac-12, and then the eight-year journey to get where you are?
Yeah, it's been an exciting journey, and as I've said many times in the past, when we joined the Pac-12, it was like I got a new job. You know, it was everything was different. Everything was the bar was raised in virtually every area, and it was a big challenge. And coming from a group of five to a power five is a huge undertaking. You know, and I think bigger than most people realize. And so I think we did it the right way. You know, facilities got on board, and we got, you know, this building built and did a lot of things in that regard. Stadium is now going to be expanded. So I think it's still a process. You're never a finished product. We're continuing to transition, and it's been a challenge, from a roster standpoint. That was probably the biggest and most important thing, is to get the roster where it needed to be depth-wise to compete in this conference.
Not only is it the Pac-12 title game, it's the first time that Utah's appeared in it. How difficult is it going to be to harness the energy and the excitement from the players, or is it just, next up, another game, business as usual?
More the latter than the former, but it's certainly going to be an exciting opportunity and experience for our players. But this group has done a great job of handling their business this year and not getting too high, not getting too low, just staying the course. And I keep going back to our seniors and what a great job they've done leading this football team all season long. And my guess is that we won't press. We'll just come out and play and give it our best shot.
It feels like Solomon Enos and COC Mariners' roles have changed a little bit the last couple of weeks. Could we continue to see their roles grow with the offense?
Yeah. Solomon, a true freshman, has been on a upward trend ever since he got here. George Mariner, was banged up during portions of the season. Now he's completely healthy, so he's starting to be integrated into what we're doing more. So, yeah, that's an accurate observation.
What makes Chris Peterson's team so good? You've seen him a half dozen times over more than a decade. Do you see some constants through those games?
Yeah, he's a very consistent, disciplined football coach. Knows football extremely well, particularly the offensive side. He's a guy that is just rock solid. I mean, he's one of the in my opinion, one of the premier coaches in the country. And has done a great job for a lot of years.
You've mentioned before that Jason Shelley has a very even demeanor on the field, a very cool customer. Is his ability to not get rattled under pressure tend to help him become more of a natural leader? I mean, is it made it easier for him to grab onto a leadership role right away?
Part of that is correct. It certainly made the transition as the quarterback better and not pressing and not trying to do too much. And he's done a great job taking care of the football ever since he became the starter. And so I think that confidence and that poise, it's critical in a quarterback. And then as a leader, the team really responds to him. He's a guy that has really got the respect of his teammates. And that's through, his work ethic, how he's performed, and just who he is. He's a professional. He's really a professional guy.
8 games this year, you've faced a first quarter deficit again on this
right?
last Saturday.
I wish you wouldn't have said that. Yeah.
Is there a consistent theme through any of those?
No, other than that's just how it's transpired. I mean, you look at I'm a numbers guy. I look at all the numbers and drill down fairly deeply on things. And you look at our quarter by quarter performance, and the first quarter is our least favorable as far as the deficit. We still outscored our opponents in each quarter of the season, but we're particularly strong in the second and third quarters. But I just mentioned that to the team last night at the meeting, that it's okay to start good and to not have bad things happen early. And so that's something that will be an emphasis this week, is trying to maybe get a little faster start. But that being said, the game is judged on the 60 minutes of football. It's not judged in sections. You gauge, you evaluate the entire body of work, and so it's not really important at what stages you play well, as long as you play well enough in that 60 minutes to win the game.
Do you recall ever playing a team twice in a season, and then obviously you're doing that with Washington? What kind of challenges does that present?
I don't think we ever have since I've been here.
Oh,
okay. Well, I wasn't here then. Close. I came like a year later. No, can't. But you always hear about, in the NFL, and, it happens quite often there. In fact, you play your divisional people twice, and so it's not uncommon in that regard. But it'll be a first for us. But it was weeks and weeks and weeks ago. It was early in the season, so there's been a lot of things that have transpired since that time, but it'll be something that we new challenge, something we have not done yet.
Along those lines, do you have one memory of that September game or any aspect of it?
Yeah, just that we couldn't get much generated on offense. We hadn't hit our stride yet offensively. I thought the defense played well. What was it, 21-7? I think was the final score. I know that was the final score, I just felt like we competed well, but we just couldn't generate any offense at that point in time, and that was a real reason for the outcome.
Kyle, is it going to be a time will tell situation, but going through the roller coaster of that game Saturday, do you think that would be beneficial or harmful?
You know, football's a momentum's a powerful thing in football, and not only from in-game momentum, but week-to-week momentum, and I think that is going to be a positive for us because it just kept the momentum from the previous two wins. We won, what, three in a row now, I guess, since the Arizona State game. And so I would look at that as a positive. Our guys, if they weren't as resilient as they were, I'd be worried about it because it's an emotional game and it drains you. But our guys have bounced back and answered the bell every single time this year when they've had to do it. So,
Shelley's stats aren't that overwhelming in these three starts. On average, he's 16 to 27 for like 208 yards, one touchdown. And yet it seems like there's a lot of big plays happening in the passing game. Can you explain why the perception maybe doesn't match the numbers?
Well, I think Troy has done a great job. Troy Taylor, our coordinator of scripting for success for Jason, not asking too much of him, leaning on the run game, which helps out any quarterback, you know, if you got a strong run game, and designing things that are within his, skill set and the strengths that he has. And so I think that's as big a reason as for his success as anything else is the way Troy has structured things. And then, you know, as we come back to over and over again, Jason's just his confidence and his poise, and he never presses. You know, he doesn't try to make a play when there's not one there to be made.
How much has Tyler Huntley helped out Jason Shelley during this time, and what is Tyler's involvement with the team right now?
Yeah, Tyler's back with us as far as in meetings, and he's around, you know, constantly, and he's getting closer to being healthy. By the way, it's getting closer to that point. But he's been a really good mentor for Jason, and not only during this time but previously. You know, Jason's been the number two guy all season long, and so Tyler and him are very close, and he's been a big help to Jason.
We had seen Dixon deep a little bit, but we didn't see it Saturday. Any particular reason?
Yes, you did. We just didn't connect. You know, we got him out, you know, behind the defense a time or two, but we didn't connect once, and the other time we didn't go to him. But that was something that could have helped our cause for sure, and maybe we should have gone to that a little bit more. But we had a mismatch on a linebacker one time, and the ball was just slightly underthrown, and the linebacker made a great play. When we're clicking on all cylinders offensively, we're hitting some of those deep shots, and so that's something we need to try to get going.
You've had a lot of rewarding seasons at this program. Where does this one stack up, or is it tough to say because the story's not written yet?
Exactly, tough to say until you get everything said and done. And so I can tell you to this point, like I said earlier, it's one of my most rewarding experiences as a coach, just to be around these guys. It's a great team to be around. The personality, I've said it many times, the personality of this team is really something that I think is special.
Because you'll be playing a bowl game sometime closer to New Year's Eve, I mean, is there a chance that Tyler comes back?
Oh, a big chance, yeah. He's like I said, he's getting very close. And so, depending on the timing of the bowl, there's a strong possibility that he'll be ready.
Kyle, the Pac-12 awards, I guess, come out next week, and that – obviously, Chase Hansen's a candidate to be the defensive player of the year in the conference. Could you make a case for him?
Without a doubt. And the guy that plays next to him right over there, Cody Barton, you know, his statistics are nearly identical to Chase's. I mean, they're both the heart of the defense, the heart and soul of the defense is that linebacker spot. And they've done a great job all year, with their production, their leadership, just everything. Couldn't ask any more out of two guys than what we've got out of Cody and Chase. Don't let my wife ask any questions back there. She just rolled in.
Chris Peterson's famous for trick plays. He's used them in a lot of big games. He used one in the Apple Cup. How far do you go back trying to see all of those, or are you just chasing ghosts when you do that?
Chasing ghosts for the most part, because if he has a trick play or two or three, more than likely it'll be brand new. You know, he's very innovative and creative, and that's one of his strengths. And obviously everyone has memories of that Fiesta Bowl. I think it was a Fiesta Bowl they were in where they had three or four at the end of the game there that really made the difference in the game. And so that's something that we definitely have to be aware of. But that typically is a matter of being disciplined and doing your job on defense and not getting out of position. That's your best success or your best chance of success for defending those type of plays is being disciplined.
with the contact period starting with recruiting, you guys aren't able to get out this week because of the game. Do you kind of have to just use the game as a pseudo recruiting tool, as try to show out as best you can to some of the guys that you're targeting?
Absolutely. That's a great trade-off. That's a great problem to have. You know, we will not be on the road this week at all. Most every other team that's not in the championship game is on the road. Well, every other team that's not in the championship. And so we've alerted our recruits, you know, that this week we're we're not available to go out and hit the road and make the visits and that type of thing. But the exposure and the trade-off and position where we were, that's invaluable. And so I think it more than offsets the lack of ability to get out.
I can just talk about the Barton brothers here and what they've done, and obviously being able to cap off their senior season with this run.
They've been huge for us, and they're both seniors. You know, Cody's obviously a year younger than Jackson, but where Jackson redshirted, that enabled them to play their senior year together. They've both been just their work ethic, their character, everything about them is first class, I can't say anything about the rest of the family because there's more on the way. But hopefully this isn't the end of the line for the Bartons. But they're very just been great, and they're the second and third best athletes in their family, maybe third and fourth. But mom is number one. But it's been great having them, and local boys that have made good.